Welcome to iFormRx, where we explore the evidence that matters to ambulatory care pharmacy practice. Today we'll be discussing the CHANCE study, which was published in the journal Circulation in July of 2015. Joining us today is Brenda Zagar, who is on faculty at Campbell University and practices at the Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. Dr. Zagar and her co-author, Daniel Longihor, wrote a commentary regarding the CHANCE study for iFormRx. Brenda, I want to thank you for joining us for the iFormRx podcast today and sharing with us your analysis of this study and its implications in practice.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question, if you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the CHANCE study to someone who hasn't read the paper, what would you say?
The CHANCE study included patients who experienced an acute minor stroke, or TIA, and compared those who received aspirin and clopidogrel for 21 days, followed by clopidogrel alone, to those who received aspirin alone. After 90 days, patients were continued on clopidogrel plus aspirin, clopidogrel alone, or aspirin alone, at the discretion of their individual providers. Significantly fewer patients had a subsequent stroke in the aspirin and clopidogrel group as compared to the group who received aspirin alone at both 90 days and 365 days. Moreover, there was no difference between groups in regards to any bleeding.
My next question, in critically examining the study methodology, what would you say are the major strengths, potential weaknesses, and limitations of the study?
Overall, this was a very well-designed study, and analyses were based upon intention to treat. I gave it a JDAD score of 5 out of 5, as they appropriately described the method of randomization, both the investigators and patients were blinded, and they described those who dropped out. However, the major weakness and limitation of this study is really generalizability. Even though the early benefit of aspirin and clopidogrel persisted at 1 year, there are still questions that remain regarding the external validity to North America and other regions of the world. The CHANCE study looked at a Chinese population with fewer comorbidities, different rates of stroke, and CYP2C19 polymorphisms that reduce clopidogrel activation.
So we know, Brenda, that dual antiplatelet therapy, especially aspirin plus clopidogrel, have been used for many years now in patients at very high risk for coronary artery thrombosis, patients with a recent MI or a coronary stent, for example. However, previous studies, most famously the MATCH trial back in 2004, failed to show any significant benefit from using clopidogrel plus aspirin in patients who'd had an ischemic stroke, mainly because of major bleeding events that were much higher. And we have viewed this combination since that time as being harmful. Why are the results of this study different? Are the findings merely a fluke? Or do you think there is clear explanations why this study demonstrated a benefit?
I do not believe these results are a fluke, and there are important differences between these trials. First, in the CHANCE trial, patients received study treatment within 24 hours of symptom onset, while in the MATCH trial, treatment was not received until a median of 15 days after their stroke. Second, the CHANCE trial only continued dual antiplatelet therapy for 21 days, while in the MATCH trial, they were continued on clopidogrel and aspirin for 18 months. Lastly, patients in the CHANCE trial had a higher risk for recurrent ischemia and a low risk for bleeding. These important differences may account for the more favorable results.
So imagine you have a 72-year-old female patient whose 10-year cardiovascular risk is about 14%. Her blood pressure is well controlled and she's taking all the, quote, right medications, including a statin and low-dose aspirin. Now, the patient comes to clinic for a routine follow-up and describes an episode of monocular blindness that lasts about 5 minutes. And this episode occurred yesterday afternoon, so the patient didn't seek urgent medical care because, well, she knew she had an appointment today. However, after questioning, she admits that this is the second episode in the past 2 months, and the previous episode lasted only a few seconds. The primary care physician believes both episodes are likely to be TIAs and wants your recommendation about what to do. Would you recommend continuing aspirin alone, switching to clopidogrel, or perhaps using dual antiplatelet therapy for 21 days?
That's a tough question, as I'm reluctant to recommend the combination of aspirin and clopidogrel. However, her risk factors for recurrent events may outweigh the bleeding risk. This patient has had multiple events while already on the standard of care, yet given her age and comorbidities, she's also at risk for bleeding. Ultimately, I would be most comfortable with switching this patient to clopidogrel, but the argument can be made for dual antiplatelet therapy as well. I do think it's important to emphasize that with dual antiplatelet therapy, it's really not necessarily something that should be continued for a long period of time. It's really only for 21 days or so, and then it should be followed by a single agent. Even in the one-year chance follow-up, there was less than 2% of patients on dual antiplatelet therapy after 90 days. So I'm not endorsing dual antiplatelet therapy for 1 year. Rather, it's endorsing an initial dual antiplatelet therapy regimen followed by a single agent. I'm excited for the results of the POINT trial to come out and definitely give us some answers on this topic.
Well, I want to thank you, Brenda, for joining us on the iForumRx podcast and reviewing the CHANCE study and its implications in practice. It's clear from your comments that you believe that there might be a place for dual antiplatelet therapy, but we need more evidence because of the limitations in generalizing the results of the CHANCE study, which was conducted in China to a North American population. So tell us what you think. Will you be recommending dual antiplatelet therapy for a short duration of time for patients who've had either a TIA or minor stroke? Post a comment or two. Until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iForumRx, signing off.